This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
Ibn al-Qayyim also mentions that of the wisdoms of creating Iblis is that Iblis is a manifestation really of Allah's power, in that look at the creation of Allah, all types of entities, the perfection of Allah's creation. He has the best of the best. He has the angels, he has Jibreel, he has the Malaika, he has the jinn, he has the shayateen, and he even has Iblis. And so Iblis becomes a manifestation, believe it or not, of the diversity of Allah's creation and power. And we learn that all of Allah's makhluq are equally dependent on Allah. That the makhluq can attack other makhluq, but when the makhluq has the khaliq, when the makhluq turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no one has power over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wisdom of the creation of Iblis also manifests itself in us turning to Allah for protection, because we realize that we will not be able to protect ourselves without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one other point here as well, that what is the difference between shaitan and Iblis? Well, actually the term shaitan is broader. And shaitan comes from shatana, and shatana means all those who cause you to go astray. And so shaitan is any entity that causes you to go astray. Any entity that becomes a leader of evil. Any entity that becomes somebody who is invoking others to be away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And in the Quran we learn that shaitan is not just a term for the followers of Iblis from the jinn. There are also shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. Shayateen of men and shayateen of jinn. So the term shaitan can apply to both man and to jinn. Of course, the majority of shayateen are jinn. Now, by the way, I said this in the previous lectures I've given, not every jinn is a shaitan. Jinn is a creation like us, and there are Muslim jinn, there are righteous jinn, there are good jinn, worshipping jinn, and there are also evil jinn. And the evil jinn are called shayateen, but they're also shayateen of mankind as well. In the hadith in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that towards the end of times, people will come that du'atun ala abwabi jahannam. They are da'is, calling, but not to Allah. Ala abwabi jahannam. They're calling to jahannam. And he said that shayateen fi surat al-insan. They are human shayateen. The hadith literally calls them, these are people, they are human shayateen. That these are people, they are of our flesh and blood. But they are the equivalent of the shayateen amongst men. Now these people, they are those whose entire lives is dedicated to fitna and fasad, to bringing filth and misguiding others. And we ask Allah's refuge. Now a person commits a sin, this doesn't make him a shaytan. But a person becomes the door of sin in society. A person becomes the leader of evil, inviting others to commit sins. Then that is indeed a shayateen al-ins. And there are many examples, and we ask Allah's refuge and afia from that.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الربِّ.